There goes another change to the FBI's assassination timeline. Folks, the only reason we know anything that about what happened on that field in Butler is because of whistleblowers. Whistleblowers keep risking their own careers to come forward to Congress members. And every time they do, the FBI is forced to change its timeline. And the FBI, because the FBI is doing the investigation allegedly of the Butler attempted assassination of Donald Trump. In the first FBI timeline, the Secret Service knew of the presence of Thomas Crooks for 51 minutes. By the time the whistleblowers were done coming forward and contradicting the FBI's official timeline, that had been moved to over 3 hours. 3 hours he was on the Secret Service's radar. Why do whistleblowers have to keep coming forward? And when they do, why does it keep changing the FBI's timeline? Let me bottom line it for you. The timeline's a lie. Always was. Yeah, this keeps happening. The UK Daily Mail, as I put it out to you, was the first to point out, our American newspapers haven't put it this way, American media, that the FBI keeps having to change their timeline to adjust it to truths put out by whistleblowers who are going not to the FBI. They seem to be afraid of the FBI. They're going to members of Congress, Clay Higgins, or they're going to Senators Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley. And that is how we are finding out what happened. This one. This was a pretty big omission from the timeline. Coming to us from across the pond, this is the BBC's reporting. You know how the head of the Secret Service, and then after she quit, the second head of the Secret Service and also the FBI, created the impression that the Secret Service sniper was the one who stopped Thomas Crooks? Yeah, they kind of left out a part or two of that. The actual sniper who stopped Thomas Crooks after he fired was a sniper of which we have not heard before. A police sniper. One with Butler from Butler County. He fired and did damage to Thomas Crooks' gun, disrupting his aim after he took his first shots in Butler, Pennsylvania. Then the Secret Service sniper came out of his coma or disinterest in the activities of Crooks and shot him dead. It was only after the Butler County police sniper hit Crooks' rifle that the second sniper killed Crooks. Do you know, we still don't know. What was his name? What was the Butler County sniper's name? Where were they positioned? Why don't we know that? I don't know, but I got a pretty good guess. When we find out where the Secret Service sniper, I'm just going to make a prediction, okay? When we find out where the Secret Service sniper is, where he was, and by the way, he was not one of the two on the roof. The FBI and the Secret Service let you think they were the ones who did the shooting. You know the famous shot of the two of them on the roof that neither of them killed Thomas Crooks. Who did? That person should be doing interviews now. They should be really famous, maybe fielding book deals. We don't know. Why is that a secret? It's really weird. But then everything around this is really weird. So it took a Butler County sniper to stop this. Why don't we know where the Secret Service sniper was positioned? Why haven't they told us that? I'm going to tell you why. You know why? Just guess, but I'm going to get this right. The Secret Service sniper, we will learn, had a direct line of sight and was watching Crooks the whole time. That's why we haven't learned where they were. If you don't tell anyone that, then you can still leave some doubt as to whether there was something obstructing the view. That's where we are. So somehow the FBI and the Secret Service, not one but two directors, did not mention the part where it was actually a local sniper that stopped Crooks, not the Secret Service. Why? I mean, there's no way they didn't know that. Why? Why was it left out? Why'd you tell us it was a 50-minute timeline when you actually had eyes on him for 3 hours? Why'd you lie about that? I don't know. I have a feeling it'll all make sense when we get the whole story, though. And apparently we're only going to get the story from whistleblowers. We're not going to get it from the FBI, and we're certainly not going to get it from the Secret Service. Why? Why do they have to come forward as whistleblowers, by the way? There's no active case here. There's no charges pending. But you know what's interesting? The fact that there was another sniper explains one thing. There have been a lot of podcasts, a lot of conspiracy theories out there that there were two shooters because people heard the shots. The shots they heard were probably the second sniper who followed the first sniper we were never told about for some reason. Don't know why. Anyway, there's a comedian. If you you wouldn't think that you could make the Trump assassination funny, but our society's so absurd today that I guess anything's possible. There's a comedian called Drew Dunn, and he absolutely nailed this. Take a listen. It's today's first epic rant.
All the conspiracy theories come out around it, too. I don't know what to believe. All I do know is that if our government tried to do an assassination attempt, that's kind of how it would look. It was very inefficient. That was the DMV of assassination attempts. It's not good. They had a very small budget, you could tell. They wanted to do it with a grassy knoll at a parade like they were used to. They're like, we can't swing that. We got to do a tin roof at a town fair. That's all we got. Can't get any ex-military people to take the shot. Let's get the kid who came in last place on his marksman team. That apparently high schools have marksman teams. I've never...
Maybe try to...
Dude, that was just one big government block of cheese. Like, that's all that was. It's insane. I was hoping Trump was going to come out the same day, here still bleeding, and do the press conference. They tried to shoot me! They tried to shoot me. They were too slow, and I'm too fast. I dodged the bullet. They didn't even see it. I saw it coming from so far away. It was like The Matrix. It was all in slow motion. Call me Neo. I'm the chosen one. They say he was a Republican. That's what they'll tell you. They'll say he was a Republican that shot, but I'll tell you right now, he shoots like a liberal. I'll tell you that. He shoots like a liberal. Not straight. So not straight. They said it was a fake bullet. That's what they said. It was a real bullet. We found the bullets. Turns out the bullets, they were made in China. That's where they were made. They were little teeny tiny Chinese bullets. So small, so tiny. I shot the guy back.